Oh, hello there. I am Sergeant Dumb, formerly known as Underscum and played by Ben the Quest Giver. As our weary travellers continue to delve into the vastness of Undermountain and stand against the repeated threats to the good people of the Sword Coast, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune in to our adventures on Twitch, we stream a final boss fight live every other Sunday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure deep beneath the bustling streets of Waterdeep.
Hey! Ben has just subscribed for the 14th month in a row. Hey, it's my anniversary. I'm so happy, says Ben. Yay!
Old Lang Syne, blah 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 blah.
Rogue Trader has resubscribed for the fourth month in a row.
Hey!
Welcome back to the final boss fight. Knights, take up your swords, take your seat at the round table, and apparently get more subs in because we'll start a hype train at this rate.
Sorry, my subs aren't renewed for another couple of weeks yet.
Damn. I can't do subs, but I hope you've got this set up.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a chance it might happen.
Something could happen. I should turn this light on so that you can see the other side of my face.
Oh my goodness,
I have two sides of the face.
I never knew that.
Oh my goodness.
Slightly less like a corpse.
We have, Rogue has shared his bits in the channel. Should old acquaintance be forgot? I don't have text to speech. I don't have a pot that does that.
Gotta say, old land side.
This bit did not seem to work.
It did not work. We didn't plan it any more than just we're gonna do it.
We and didn't have to take
it. Hey, I started and then side, my dear.
Side.
Just keep going.
We'll get there eventually.
I'm going to intro you guys in a minute. I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
Was that joining intro or inter?
One of the two. I am joined tonight by Obsolete Goat.
Heyo, I'm going to be running Wall today using the rules of the combat wheelchair from Mustang Art. Thanks, Mustang Art, again. Good one, guy.
We have Ben.
Hello. Good to see you.
Ben the Quest Giver.
I am here.
Guild Quest Ben the Quest Giver, Guild Master of the Order of the Root. And any other appellations we can throw on him.
I go by many names.
We are joined.
What I want to go by the day.
We are joined by Rogue.
Hello,
Smitty.
I don't have any fancy names.
Happy Hogmanay, everybody.
And Tash.
Well, I mean, I woke up from hibernation from over Christmas, and I am not feeling optimistic about this year. Hibernation seems to be the kindest form of mercy. I mean, what? Yes. But yay, hi.
Hello.
So we're adding hibernate to your entry in the final boss fight wiki now, right?
I mean,
yeah.
Sure. Sure. Like, why not?
It's
just for funsies.
It's been a little while because we took December off and we had most of the Spiral of the Dark God in December. We have got some episodes of that coming up still, so next week, and then in 3 weeks' time, tune in to see the finale of In the Clutches of the Cult. But in the meantime, we're going to be back with our friends in the Dungeon of the Mad Mage. Last time we saw these guys, they had a fight in the Goblin Market that ended when they killed Robert Patterson, or...
Whoa. We didn't actually kill him, did we? I think we just threw him in jail.
Subdued.
We subdued him.
You subdued Yek the Tall, the leader of the Goblin Tribe, and have taken the Goblin Tribe over. Wohl has been improving their quality of life by teaching them woodworking and maths and marketing. Hell yeah. And all sorts of extra skills like that. I think, if I remember correctly, Nefira also did some training to some of the goblins.
Indeed.
And as we start a brand new day and you start to get ready to set off from the Goblin Tribes... you leave them in a better place than they were when you first arrived here, and I'm going to rule that they are now effectively acting as a business towards you guys, and that if you pass back through here, you will be able to pick up some amount of earnings from the marketplace, dependent on how well they've been doing.
Nice.
Nice.
Because that's... Again, this is another bit of how Dungeon of the Mad Mage works, is you go in a bit, you go up back to the surface, you go in a bit further, you come back up to the surface, so it's, you know, it's not just you pass through here and then you go down 23 layers and then you come back up again.
Wait, we're supposed to go back?
Yeah.
At some point, yes.
Huh. Way to that I need to collect on.
I have a business I need to run.
I hope you have protection because you have almost certainly been robbed by now.
Oh, my guns!
No.
Oh, my prosthetic limbs!
But now, Tani has. But Pendragon Nomad screeches at us as they resubscribe with Prime.
No. Does that mean we get that?
Sadly, no. As the timer for that just ran out.
No.
That's terrible.
But Tani, Pandragon Nomad, has subscribed for 16 months in a row with Twitch Prime, Amazon Prime. Thank you for both subscribing and remembering to come back each month, Tani. Because seriously, that is the biggest problem with Twitch Prime, is that they don't let you automatically do that.
Oh, why is that not an option?
Because it costs them money, and if you don't do it, it doesn't cost them money.
Indeed.
Right.
Can confirm, Bezos is a... I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word.
Probably not.
Not about Bezos. You're... Almost definitely it's against terms of service to say it against Bezos.
Bezos is a good person who isn't the worst.
Don't forget to listen to favourite fan song of Jeffrey Bezos, Bezos 1 and Bezos 2, from Bo Burnham's album.
Pendragon Nomad says, I tried! And also redeems a stretch.
Don't make me stretch, I've got hiccups as it is. Stretching's just going to make them worse.
Nope, too bad. Stretching and hiccups. You are stretching.
Okay, so you guys finished a long rest.
Beautiful.
And
yes, I need to do a long rest.
At some point, Wohl stopped the maths lesson and had a long rest.
Yeah, but I'm presuming he's not just out there still teaching maths. He's like.
And this is triangles.
Right. All the goblins are asleep, and Wolf's just still talking at them.
Yeah.
Seriously. Wait, Wolf's a tiefling, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to remember if you're like half tiefling, half elf or something. So you could just like trance for a lunch break.
Yeah. I mean, I'm half tiefling, but I think that's kind of more of a recent addition after I had the accident.
There we are. 1d6. Roll it. Hey, 10. Wonderful.
I just need to find where Smitty Cam went.
I forgot. I need to.
Where the hell's the long rest button?
It's below the hit point thing.
Ah,
so if you go on your character sheet, it's L hit down below that.
Yes.
Thank you.
L. Yeah. I don't know how to do long rest from D&D Beyond for the longest time because I kept on clicking stop long rest and I wasn't sure why it wasn't working. I'm an idiot, so that's why it wasn't working. Why does it work? I'm clicking on it.
So, we're on the map screen now and I'm going to unpause the game. What do you guys want to do?
I mean, you should probably...
Well, the goblins are all sorted now. We can leave them alone for a couple of days.
Well, we kind of need to figure out who's going to be responsible for them whilst we're gone.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to assign someone, or does Wall want them to have an election? Are they going to become an anarchist commune?
An anarchist commune, nice.
There's a small enough number.
It's they could do like a small election, or maybe like a thing where like they take turns in being the leader. Something like that. Roll.
Just sort of like grab a reddish pillow and just be like, "Can you make a hat out of that, Wall?"
Oh, I could. Yeah, I don't. I'm gonna check my tool proficiency. I don't know if I'm proficient in sewing tools.
I could be hilarious if you want.
Want or not. I've got leather makers. Yeah, I can make a little hat out of
them. Yeah, that should work.
Yeah, leather makers sewing, same.
Here you go.
Make
like a sash or a nice hat or something.
I'll make both. Make a hat and a sash. They're goblins. They're quite small.
That's true. And it could be a model.
Yes.
Ick.
You're Ick.
Hey. Why is Ick being model?
Because we asked you to.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the only one of us who's goblin-sized.
Huh. I'm having a trouble here, by the way, John. I can't get the roll 20 to D&D Beyond to... Got any rolls going over to the V?
Have you pressed the B on the D&D Beyond?
Yes.
Yeah, you need to.
I pressed it several times now.
Didn't we deactivate that last time? Because
it was causing too much lag, I think.
No, that was the dice. So nice. At the moment, it may have deactivated itself because I upgraded the world. Between times, we went to. We're on version 9 of Foundry now.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Exciting.
I just like the idea that you could upgrade the world. You've entered world 9.0 with improved lighting effects, such as it won't wake you up in the morning.
This is version 9 of the world, and it does have improved lighting effects.
Day-night cycle now works correctly.
This may kick us all out.
It just did.
That is why I scream.
I don't think it's kicked me out, although
I am on a blank screen.
It's gone. Look, I'm going to refresh that because it's very much
kicked me out.
Yeah, I'll also refresh.
Yeah, this is very much not happy.
No, it's fine. I'm back.
Welcome back.
Give it a couple of minutes, see if that comes back.
In the meantime, let's entertain. So, should all acquaintance.
Or you could roleplay.
Interesting. Okay. Press the B again.
Oh, yeah, now it's reset for me. Again.
Let's just make sure for effect.
Now it's
reset. And then try and roll something.
There we are.
Oh, can you go up Skyway?
Okay. Let's. Okay, why will you not come up?
I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm back, but no, that's still not doing anything.
Okay, I think I have to wait for a little bit to be like, ah, yes, this is what needs
Thank
to
you
be
for
done.
Following Wally451.
Hey.
Welcome to the final boss fight. Take up your sword and let's take this final boss fight on together. The final boss
I'm
fight.
Losing.
The final boss fight at the moment being the loading in of Foundry.
That is the thing,
I'm back in, boys. It is quite literally us against the world.
Fantastic. Yeah. Little blue box up in the top right there. It's great.
There we go.
I do not have a tiny little box with a B in it. Interesting.
Check my inventory.
You're looking for your. Looking for the little B in the inventory.
Oh yeah, I'm completely out now. Shit.
Yeah, I'm in there now.
Yeah, okay. It's not taking any rolls from DPR.
You're long resting, you don't need to roll it.
It's not that, but if I can't get anything going from D&D Beyond to this.
Can you try opening your character sheet on Foundry?
Yep.
And see if you can roll with that tonight.
Great start to 2022 with technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Turns out we did get Y2K. It's just Y2K 22.
Okay, yep.
That's very specifically aimed at D&D Beyond.
I've been wanting to get back into D&D, but I haven't really found many people to get back in. Well, Wally, welcome in.
Welcome to Final Boss Fight.
Willkommen. Now, why can't I get Faewyn's character feet up? Yep, now I can't get it. God damn it.
Well, hopefully when it comes down to Underscore, we'll just use this one and we'll see where that works. I just have no idea where anything is on it, so it's going to take me a while.
So we're good, I can talk you through it. I know the program relatively well. Plus, you can always just roll and then roll and you add it after the fact.
God, where did I put my wheelbarrow?
Yeah, no, yeah, I can't.
You lost your entire wheelbarrow? The one with all of the gold in? No, is it you had silver bars, right?
I'm going to assume that I wheeled it into. Like, I've got it in my inventory, I'm just assuming that I wheeled it into here.
Yeah, I think I have the iron ingots. You have the iron ingots to me. What is in the wheelbarrow?
Yeah, what is in the wheelbarrow?
I think the wheelbarrow had the giant giant bag of silver, but I think that has been poured into the bag of holding. Because,
the bag of holding is just like, it contains an amount of stuff. That is just all of our stuff. No, it's the big hammer is what's the big stone hammer.
Oh, God, that couldn't go in
the bag. Yeah, that. The stone hammer didn't fit into my bag of holding because it's too long, but the iron bars did. The wheelbarrow, you just have that big hammer in, which I think is just made out of stone. It's just decorative.
It is just a giant stone hammer.
It will be an amazing decoration back in town.
How are we going to get that in the lift? Like, how?
Rope?
I guess... Yeah, I guess if it could carry all of us down, it can lift one hammer back up.
You have a lot of faith in that, in that lift.
Either that or I'm concerned out.
Of Waterdeep Engineering, it'll be fine.
As John starts quickly scribbling down notes.
This is, if this was a cartoon, that's the moment where we would slash cut to another adventure party who have just... gotten in the bucket as the rope snaps.
I mean, you do realize that the way out is literally just a bucket on a rope.
Yeah.
On a pulley. Like.
Yep.
On a pulley.
Pulleys are.
If only the hammer goes in it, then the worst that's going to happen is we're stranded down.
Look, yeah, well, that's the truth, certainly.
Look, it's a bucket for the sake of convenience. You just get your pulped allies and scoop them into the bucket.
I mean, look, it'll be fine. We'll all go up first while we'll stay behind.
Wait, why am I staying behind?
Because you have spider climb.
No, you have spider climb. I don't have spider climb.
I have spider climb. The only reason why Bolk had spider climb is because I gave him spider climb.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, Nefira is staying at the bottom then.
I also have spider climb. Never mind. I forgot. But I too have spider climb.
Aww.
Interesting.
Everybody can get in the bucket. You and I will just hang off the bottom like Spider-Man.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was filled with. Mostly copper. That's why it was so bloody heavy.
Yeah.
So, what are you guys doing? Other than apparently having this conversation.
Yeah, being disappointed in Underscum. But, yeah. Sad face. I'm sorry.
I'm
constantly disappointed with myself as well.
Oh.
Well, we can all be disappointed in ourselves later. Personally, I think we should go back up so we can get more equipment. We are all somewhat very underprepared for the rest of this dungeon.
I've run out of rations as well.
By that logic, I almost certainly have as well, and I've just been very bad at writing this down.
Yeah, so we're running out of food, running out of water. We're going to need healing supplies because nobody here's a healer.
I'm a healer,
says Nuri.
Yeah, Nuri's a healer. What are you talking about?
But I do agree, we do need some healing supplies. I'm proficient in the medical kit, but I don't have one, apparently. Or I've lost it.
We'll get a hold of it.
We'll get used at some point, so we need to go get med kits and potions.
Yeah.
In which case, we need to figure out who's in charge down here whilst we're away. Shall I just gather all the goblins in here whilst you finish sewing the ministerial patch?
I finished sewing ages ago. I just used some of this, like... I'm a fast sewer. I give Underscum, not Underscum. What's that goblin's name again, the one that we've kidnapped?
Ick.
You Ick. Don't know the difference between...
No, I just forgot his name. I forgot his. Oh God. I give him a fez.
No.
I really wish I had my fez to hand now.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Do I show him the fez to hand?
It's out of reach.
No.
So far.
Ick puts on the fez. Ick wear a fez now.
Wait. Ick, why don't you hold down the fort here for a bit?
I was just going to summon everyone.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we could do that as well. So cool. I'm like, I haven't had anything to eat today, so I'm a bit...
Having all the goblin tokens there is a bit ominous.
They're just doing homework. Hey, guys.
They're doing homework.
Yeah.
One of them is slightly larger than the others.
Because that's a bugbear.
There's a goblin that's bigger than the others.
Oh, that's true.
I want to see this big
goblin.
There
is a goblin that is slightly bigger than the others. Why are you so big, goblin number 12?
Oh, God, yeah.
He's been working out, that's all.
He's been working out with the woodworking classes.
He's the winner of the election.
Yeah, that one. I want the big one.
He's the only one who could actually cut the wood.
See, it's like any actual real-life election. We're going to elect a new leader. The leader's already been selected. The election's just...
There we go.
We can teach about elections later. It's fine. The big one looks like Fez wearable.
I'm going to do that really obnoxious four fingers in the mouth whistle that I can't actually do in real life, but people seem to do it in movies all the time to try and get all the goblins' attention.
Yeah.
I just pull out my horn and blow it.
Oh my gosh.
Not like that.
A combination of bugle beat and whistle goes out, and the goblins all slowly stretch and wake up and stop doing their homework and look around.
To be fair, they're already kind of in a formation waiting.
They gather in the formation in front of them, and everybody that wasn't in said formation just rushes over. Because, you know, goblins like to be part of a group.
Amazingly well trained.
They're good students.
Indeed.
Oh, from the ones at the back, they can't make a line. That's terrible.
There is a tent in the way.
There is.
You say that, and look at that one over there. He knows that he'd climb on top and you make a line proper.
I mean, I'm just impressed by their gumption.
Oh God, there's so many of them.
I wasn't looking for that. What's a gumption? And don't tell me, actually. I'd rather preserve my innocence.
Nefer, do you want to explain what democracy is?
There's a general goblin murmuring as they look up and wait to see why they've been called over.
Okay. Right then, you little pointy gits. Listen up.
It's a great way to get them on your side to start off with, isn't it?
They look round and you see one or two of them, like, poking their own ears. And some nodding at the back.
All pointy ears, as far as I'm concerned. I'm in the same boat. Right, we're going to pick one of you to be a leader.
There's some argument and shoving in the middle.
You know? You're going to do this in a civilized manner.
Aww.
The winner of this election, though, gets to wear the fancy fez.
Yeah. Jeff has resubscribed to the channel. Where the hell were you earlier? I mean, hello and welcome back. Jeff has subbed for 50 months in a row.
Damn.
And says, evening all.
Evening, Jeff.
Evening. Good evening.
For 5 years, but he's getting there.
He's arrived just in time to witness the birth of democracy.
Now, if you can subscribe a few more times for us so we can get the nice funky stuff going.
They look a little bit confused about how this is going to be settled civilly. That doesn't seem to be a word that's in Goblin.
Yeah, usually what it comes down to is a fighting pit involved for our politics.
Yeah, well, we're going to get them beyond this step. We're going to get them onto the next rung of the ladder. It's a bit of a leap of faith.
Wait, they've got to climb and jump up or something?
No, it's a turn of phrase.
How do you turn a phrase?
Their words
come out your mouth. Do you turn around?
You know, I'm going to just start on the stairs.
You're not helping.
Good luck, guys.
Alrighty. To step around this disaster, essentially, whilst we're still technically the bigwigs, whilst we're away, one of you needs to look after the place.
I'll do it.
You're gonna be the magistrate.
I like the sound of that. I don't want to do it.
And basically, you guys get to choose. So what you're going to do is... Oh, no, we don't have a battle box.
I can see where that would go anyway.
Or just have them stand by the side of the room with a head count.
I'd be surprised if any of them actually know how to write their name. And even if they did, I think they'll all go for themselves.
No, I won't. I don't want to do it.
Okay,
he won't go for himself, but the rest will.
Anyone who seriously wants to have to put up with all the nonsense and difficulties and assassination attempts and,
you know, generally just... magistrate.
No, you're not meant
to. No one will want to do it.
That's against the rules. Yes, there are rules. You're not allowed to kill the magistrate, but, and I just point at them more generally... One of you might get the idea to do it.
If we do it, we become the magistrate, right?
No, you get arrested, thrown in a box, and left to rot and die.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
Exactly. So.
What if we don't get caught doing it?
That's a good question.
I mean, that's generally how assassinations are meant to work.
Oh!
But, considering how cunning and goblin would have to be to kill any one of you...
Well, how would we do it?
Do you really want to...
How would we not get caught and then still be the magistrate if we've killed the magistrate?
Well, you'd have to be elected, so you had to make yourself really popular with all the other ones without them realising who you are or what you've done.
Oh, thank God, Underscamp.
Huh?
Well, yeah. if they don't know that you did it, and they very much like you, they might make you the next magistrate. Did I say that right?
Close enough.
Magistrate.
It'll do.
I want to be the magistrate. I want to be the magic cape. I want to be the magic carp.
Right. Anyone who seriously wants to be the magistrate, step forward and everyone else step back.
We're facing the other direction. Do we step forward or step back?
I'm just talking to them, Underscum.
Oh, all right.
You realise, like, the entire room's going to take a step forward and only one of them's going
to
take a step
forward. I'm praying to God that's not what happens. That's much better than I was expecting, to be honest.
The two bugbears step forward to either side of the line, and a line of five goblins stays, sort of shuffles forward, and everybody else sort of looks at each other and shuffles back.
Just to double check, you two wanting to stand for election, or are you just making sure people are being sensible?
Oh, actually, the bugbears stay out of it, but we're going to call them the checks and balances.
I'll be checks. I'll be balances.
There we go.
Beautiful.
I'll be undiscovered.
Beautiful. Alrighty. Well, there's five of you. You've got about 5 minutes each. Try and convince other goblins that you should be the leader. And in 5 minutes... we'll get everybody to vote. That'll be simple. You'll all stand on a different side of the market and everyone will walk towards the person that they want to be the leader. Person who has the most people next to them wins.
Well, that makes sense. Alright.
Does that mean they can go and catch people and drag them back to their place so that they'd have more votes?
Oh, I like the sound of that. Can we do that?
No.
Do they have to be awake? Oh.
Checks, balances, don't let them do that.
The bugbears, like, crack their knuckles.
Thank you. Right. I guess. Shall we just go to the other room for 5 minutes?
We'll let them deal with this. In the meantime, we'll huddle together and, like, I want to do a list of what we need topside.
Give it some privacy, then.
Yeah.
Walls in the corridor outside at the moment.
Tackling these stairs, boys!
Oh god,
there's so many. Spider climbing, it's fine.
Wall, can you just roll me a perception check while you're out there?
Can I have advantage, or is it not giving me advantage?
It's to do with hearing. Do you have anything that gives you advantage on hearing?
Nah, I don't have advantage for that. Goddamn normal regular ears.
Ah, curse his ears.
My ears are just big for aesthetic reasons, not for actual function. God dang it. That's a 14.
You can hear through the wall, not the wall leading back to the goblins, because that wall is very heavily... Currently, you can hear the sound of goblins debating politics, which is an unusual sound and very loud and screechy right now.
Don't forget to tell him your entire backstory. That helps.
Farron's going to keep an eye on the goblins to make sure that no violence breaks out, because if our violence do break out, then she'll be like, right, listen here.
Checks, balances, and Faewyn.
Yeah.
I mean, Faewyn is our checks and balances.
Yeah.
from the other direction, you can hear the sound of harpsichord music playing.
Oh, the stairs can wait for a bit. I'll go to. It's interesting. I'll wake the party. I'm stuck on the wall.
Nifira, Underscum. Have we actually checked what's behind this door?
I can't remember, no.
I don't recall. That is unlocked. Seems to say to me that we have.
Just kind of have a quick nosy but
it's not to say that it has, it's just where we'd left it unlocked.
Well, whilst we'll do that, I'll find some paper and a pen.
Oh, that's got a crossing, so I'm not going to bother.
Vason, as you approach the crossing...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Last time this was a gelatinous ooze.
As you approach the crossing, frescoes on the wall start to depict shield dwarves at work mining in a mine. And you can see the pictures on the wall aren't just static carvings, frescoes of the dwarves. But they're moving. And you can see the dwarves rolling and stacking barrels, carving blocks of stone. There's one that depicts them sort of drinking from tankards and thrusting the tankards towards each other as they cheers in the middle and then taking a big swig from the tankard.
I have a question here. I don't know how normal this sort of effect is in the D&D world.
It's unusual. And as you start to approach these walls and see them moving, you also see the dwarves turn and start waving at you and winking and like giving you finger guns because they do that now, apparently.
I just sort of like turn to Underscum. Are you seeing this? Or am I just going...
That's a good question, dear.
Are seeing this.
I am. I'm very impressed by the stonework. It's very impressive. Never seen it move before.
I've not seen it before either. If I walk like a couple of squares forward, do they sort of like turn and follow me?
Yes.
Are they giving finger guns to Underscum as well?
As Underscum approaches, they do start. Some of them start and turn to wave at Underscum.
Wave back.
Okay, well, that's going to be fun when we come back.
Can you talk? Hello? Can you hear us? I'm going to see whether maybe the painting can hear us. Can you hear us?
Sort of random stone / cardboard sign just saying no, we can't.
There is no reaction to the audio.
Sorry.
One later.
And then they turn back to what work they were doing and they sort of loop through the same bit of work.
Interesting. An interesting bit of magic there, I'd say. Now, let's see. Where does this go then?
Oh, no, I shouldn't leave you alone. It's currently in badly.
Oh, right. So there's freeways and more paintings by the looks of things.
Yep, the paintings wrap around the walls and you can see various different scenes of the dwarves.
I'm curious. Okay, so what were the frescoes that we've just passed?
So one of them shows dwarves with the tankards clashing tankards together. One shows them mining. And then as you start to approach these ones, you can see others showing them carving blocks of stone. You see one that shows them rolling and stacking barrels.
For a second then, I thought these were incredibly elaborate signs, and the one that we just came past was a market. Which would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing, to say the least. But Alas, probably not. Let's see. There's another home. That carries on. Here we go down.
Wait, we are about to leave in a bit, Underscum. We should probably get back.
But we were exploring, weren't we? I thought that's what you said we were doing.
I was just having a nose to make sure it wasn't just like a treasure room.
What were you going to do if it was a treasure room? Surely it would have been the goblins.
And therefore ours.
Well, that's not very fair to the goblins. They probably work hard for their... well, maybe not hard, maybe more murdery, but nonetheless, they put the effort in.
I mean, you're not wrong, but don't look in Wall's bag. And I'm just going to walk back.
Hello. Underscum.
Yep.
You approach a room, and as the corridor opens out into the room, you can see a 20-foot-high room with a limestone altar in the center of it. And there's a misshapen mound of gold that looks like it's been poured onto the altar in molten gold form and just left to cool and harden. On the walls of this room, there are carvings of lidless eyes and gaping mouths, and black mildew drips from them. Do you read or understand Abyssal, Underscum?
Let me just remind myself. No. No, I don't.
Cool. There's some strange, archaic text on the altar, but you don't know what it means.
Right. Well, you were looking for... Oh, where are you gone? Hello?
Considering this is Underscum, how loud are they?
Pretty loud.
I did say it. Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
No, what's going on?
Hello. You were looking for gold. You're looking for treasure, right?
Say no more. Lead the way.
What's happening?
Okay, gold. So there's gold around here, which is it looks messy, so I don't think it's that important. This is just down this way. If I can get my token to move.
Well, these frescoes are cool.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, as you walk past them, while they start waving and pointing at you.
Do you know how to wave back?
No, I have no idea, but they're sick. They're so cool.
We need to figure out how to make these. These are amazing.
Yeah, I'd love one of these in my shop. They'd be awesome. Not very useful, but they'd be really cool.
Just imagine them shooting, though.
Oh, yes. Even
better, get two frescoes and make it look like they're shooting from one fresco into targets in the other.
Oh, that'd be so cool. I mean, I mostly make prosthetic limbs, so I don't know how valuable that would be, but it would be really cool. Maybe you could have, like, the arm cannon I was working. Sorry, there was, like, gold?
Yeah.
It's in here. This room's a bit dirty, though. And, bit untidy. But, yeah, look, gold.
Gold.
So you see on the previously as mentioned altar a lump of what looks to have been at one point molten gold that's just been poured onto this limestone altar and just left to harden. I can test this with Polyglot. Does that make sense to anyone?
No, it doesn't.
I can't see anything.
A bugbear is starting to speak abyssal.
I can't see, so.
So that is carved into the altar.
I don't think we should touch this.
I thought you were looking for gold.
Yeah, I mean, but like, this is bad gold.
How can it be bad gold? It's gold, isn't it? And gold is just gold.
Well, you know how you can have gold items that have magic, that has magic on it, and it's good, right? Underscum? Like the crown that turned me into a person.
In enchantments, yes.
You can have the same thing, but it does horrible things to you. Like set you on fire, or turn you into a person.
Pretty horrible. Imagine not having a horn.
Oh, God. Losing my scales, that was terrifying.
Don't want to think about that.
So this block of gold could do something if I touch it.
Probably bad things, so I'm going to point at the abyssal. So it says, a gift of flesh, willingly given, can feed our eternal hunger. I feel like that maybe, shot in the dark here, anything on the altar, the altar takes as, like, food, maybe? I don't know. It's abyssal, like demon stuff. Maybe, you know.
Hmm.
Not good. Demons aren't good.
Okay, so...
Library. Would I happen to have any meat in my rations?
You probably have meat in the rations. Dried meat.
I would like to take some meat and throw it onto the gold.
Okay.
Just to see what happens.
War looks really hungry.
This is just so beautifully literal.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to rule that works. You throw the meat onto the gold, and instantly the gold pulses, like, through the gold. And then it starts to wibble and shake, and it absorbs the meat into itself. And you realize this isn't a pile of gold. It's a jelly.
Oh, it's the news.
No. Oh, lovely.
Not again.
God damn it.
So at this point, I'm going to say to Faewyn, you did want to follow everybody else, right?
Yeah. I was kind of like following everyone else because everyone else kind of disappeared. I was like, oh, where did everyone else go?
Cool. Because I've moved you up into that room.
Yeah, like. The game is just so laggy. It's so laggy. Like, everything's practically broken on my end.
We need to roll initiative, don't we?
I'd like everybody to roll me initiatives, please.
7.
Right,
okay.
Oh, nice. 21. Nice.
That's good.
And I feel bad because I'm like, Oh god. Is it
God, does anyone have like nature as a skill?
No. But I have a +5 in nature.
I want to say I have, but I'll have to look on D&D Beyond because let's have a look see. Might have, I don't know. Bear with me.
I'm very smart.
Okay. What? No, I don't. I do not have nature. I do have animal handling.
It's more that, you know, we need to do better at actually knowing what we're fighting. Because I don't know what a jelly is in character. So I don't know if I'm going to melt.
Oh, and I think the game's just crashed for me. that the game's just crashed. Yep, yep, that's crashed. So bad.
Hmm.
I mean, I'll try and log back in, but I think the game's just really crashed so bad. I mean, I've got the Twitch stream up, but...
Would you like me to roll your initiative for you?
Yes, please. That'll be much
appreciated. Oh, you shouldn't have said that, because I rolled one.
God damn it, John! You had one job!
But that also does give you an entire turn to actually log back into the game, so...
That's very true, so I mean...
Oh, it's my turn, you say?
Nefira!
Well...
Nefira.
Is that your action, or...?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm going to use Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast.
Eldritch Blast.
19 will hit.
Eldritch Kablooies.
Okay, 6 points of damage.
Oh, and there we go.
An 8. An 8 would have hit, but a natural 1 never does.
Oof. I think it's a really basic.
And I'm just going to back up down this corridor. And that's going to be my turn.
Okay. If you want to hit end turn on your...
Yep.
Underscum.
Okay. For some reason, I don't think punching is a good idea.
Shit.
No. All right. First things first, I would like to rage.
Okay. You do as such.
Hold on. Let me do... How do you let me... Oh, for God's sake. It won't let me change the count. There we go. No, it won't. Why won't you let me do this?
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to mark down that I've used one rage, and it won't let me do it.
If you click on rage, if you click on the dice next to rage...
There is no dice next to rage.
If you hover over rage in your features.
Yes, I would like to use. No, I haven't run out of the rage ability. I tried to knock it down and it wouldn't. Oh, for God's sake. Right.
Because you rage.
I want to rage, yes.
You're getting enraged.
We don't care about it telling you that you don't have any, because I can see that you do. We know that you do, so you
do. Oh, God.
Right. Paper sheets. Old reliable.
Pretty much anything but this virtual tabletop is good for its character sheets. Right. Let's see then, And seeing it's the only weapon... Well, this if any of my weapons I have, I can't do, because they're usually a distance thing as well. Not that I even have any details on that.
I mean, you could disengage.
Yeah, I guess I'll try and disengage when that's about all I can do.
Okay.
If it hits you, then you maintain your rage, which is a good...
You disengage and back up?
Yep.
Oh, wait,
he just goes
in action. Never mind.
Let's see if I punch. Right, let's see, run over here and wait.
Okay, Vason.
I finally get to use this spell for a meaningful purpose, so I'm going to use magic weapon on my greatsword.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
As a bonus action, giving it a +1 to attack and damage rolls.
Very nice.
And, basically because, oh god, it's going to eat Wall. Just charge at it, and I'm going to hit it twice with my now magical greatsword.
Okay.
Don't know if there's going to add the calculation, add the bonuses. I'm not sure that did.
It probably won't, because it doesn't know what you've used it on, so that's a 14. Wally 451 has just subbed for 6 months in advance. I didn't know that was a thing you could do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
So that is a hit.
That'll be 9 magic damage, I think. I think that's how magic weapon works. Weapon comes a magic weapon with a bonus. I don't know if it changes it to magical damage. I think it just stays the same damage type.
Stays the same damage type, but the damage type will become magical. Cool. So if it had a resistance to non-magical weapons, then it would be called as resistance. Yeah.
So as you hit it, I need to quickly find...
Oh no,
I just read the description of that. Lightning or slashing damage?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
This is literally your worst nightmare.
I mean, it's not an ooze.
As you swing your greatsword through it, it cleaves it in two, and then two of them.
Mind you, at least they're one size smaller than the original.
Why did you have to get two of them? Why?
So it's two large to two medium size.
I would presume.
I think so, yeah.
Yes,
morbid. The only way we can be sure.
I just need to shrink their tokens.
It's cold again. Quick, pick it up while you can.
let that finish up before I follow up with the second attack, because...
Which one are you attacking now?
Whichever one is in the same place, it was in the same place as where I slashed it before, so we'll go with the one on the left.
Considering they've gone down in size, technically both of them.
That is a fair point, but in my head this is happening rapidly. So we'll go for the one on the left, and we'll hit that one again with a great sword.
Okay.
So that's another 14 for 13 damage.
So when you roll the dice, you can add the bonus.
Yeah, sorry, I should have done that. So I've turned one enemy into three.
Yay!
You're welcome, gang.
Teamwork.
Oh no.
Whoa.
Why?
Wall
is, since there is now three of them, going to cast Fairy Fire.
There's only two because one of them had already used its reaction.
Ah.
Oh, because you hit the same one. Okay, so it didn't split again. Did you do no damage?
No, he did damage.
Okay, cool. Good. I'm just gonna do old reliable and give our good dragony friend a good old enlarge, so you can enjoy a plus D4 to your attacks, and you're now one size category larger. While he was getting smaller, you're getting bigger. I don't know if this helps. Since it's used its reaction, I'm gonna wheel over here. Scoot. I believe in you.
Oh, I'm gonna hit the ceiling. This is gonna hurt.
You're just gonna bap your head and knock yourself unconscious. I was like,
oh no, actually, like the ceiling in here is 20 feet tall, so you're okay.
Fair enough.
Until I learn how to stack it. Your head is fine.
I do not need to be huge.
Now it is the Okra Jelly's turns. And the first one is going to pseudopod Vason.
I don't even know what it is, but I don't want to be pseudopodded.
It grows a tendril.
Inside to know where this is going.
Well, thankfully, a 10 does nout.
The other one rolls a 15.
Which does nout, unless it's a spell.
You have kept away its hentai.
God damn it, Ben.
At this point,
is why, children, scales are good.
Faywin.
Scales keep away the hentai. Good to know.
Okay.
It does attract scalies, though.
Okay. me.
Or certified furry in the chat, be careful.
Okay. Oh, boy. Right, so Wall and Basin are taking care... Oh, God. I was going to say, has Basin actually grown one size larger?
Yes.
Yep.
Basin got enlarged, and the two jellies have become smaller. Or the one jelly became two smaller jellies.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
That's about the response.
Seeing how it's pretty much the same shenanigans over again, where people have not learned the lesson from last time of be more trepidant about, like, you know, touching anything that looks valuable. But no, nobody learns a lesson. Nobody, like nobody is actually a nyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyanyany Knuckles grumbles the whole, like, seriously, Nona, seriously learned about the consequences of not actually inspecting the thing and getting attacked by said things. Especially since statues and pretty much anything can attack us, but does anyone remember the lessons? No, they don't. No. And,
Look, it was Underscum that fed it.
We were technically investigating it when it attacked us, so...
Okay, so I was going to say, who was the one that actually provoked this pile of jelly? Like, was it Underscum?
We didn't provoke it at all, we fed it.
Oh, see, so, but Underscum was the one who fed it.
Yeah, Underscum put some meat on it.
Wow. I was doing an experiment.
A pretty good experiment.
Okay, well, Feywin will be having some serious words. I mean, to be fair, I think Feywin only just come in sort of a little bit after. So, I mean, she probably doesn't know that it was Underscum, but someone will probably say, oh yeah, it was Underscum. And, okay. This is actually... this has actually been really slow for me, so I don't know whether rolling on D&D Beyond would be possible, or...
Yeah, you can.
I mean, okay. Oh, God, please. Okay. You may have to tell me how to roll... Yeah, you may have to tell me how to do it, because I've never used... I've never actually used...
1 second, I'm just loading up my D&D Beyond.
Okay.
The short version is, you've got on the main sheet, you've got the actions tab, and you can pretty much hit any of the boxes with like a coloured outline, and that will do the roll.
Yeah. I mean,
okay, so... Sorry, repeat that again, so I'm like...
So on the main actions tab... You've got unarmed strike, and you've got a +6 with a coloured outline.
Yes.
If you click that, it should do the dice roll for you.
The hit DC.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm just waiting for it to do something. Oh, it's rolling. That's a 4 + 6, so that's a 10.
Okay, a 10 will hit.
Okay, to do DOS damage...
You'd literally just click on the damage that's next to it.
Yeah, I was going to say. So it's going to be an 8.
Okay.
8 points of bludgeoning damage.
The ooze in front of you loses consistency.
And oh, right, so it's dead?
Is dead.
Okay, then Faewyn is going to move around to the other ooze. If I can actually... Yeah, this is... Okay, Faewyn's going to move so that she's kind of diagonal and flanking with Basin. So northeast of the ooze.
Yep.
If you please.
If I have moved you.
It's probably delayed on the stream, but it's fine. Oh, okay, now I see. I do have another action and I have my bonus action. So I will do another unarmed strike as an action.
So that would be an advantage.
Yes.
I believe you just have to roll it twice.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, it's D&D Beyond.
It's rolling.
Okay, so that would be, first of all, an 11. Will I get better? 15 to hit.
A 15 hits.
Okay, rolling for damage.
And apparently you're rolling with the cauldron dice set.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I wasn't sure whether I had any other dice. Did I actually press the button? I swear I did. Come on.
It might not be rolling it because browser and stuff not being able to support it.
Okay. That's fine. I rolled a 4. Okay. But wait, there's more. I'm going to spend a key point to do Flurry of Blows.
Okie doke.
And I'm guessing these will also be with advantage?
They will be, yes.
Okay, so Flurry of Blows the first. That's going to be a spicy 19. And a mild Korma 17.
But the 19 will hit.
Okay, and then I'll do another Flurry of Blows. Okay, so that will be a 13 and a 9.
The 13 will also hit.
Okay, so I will do both.
2 damages.
Yeah, so that'll be 8. And then that'll be another 8, so 16 points of bludgeoning damage.
Nice. Okay.
So yeah, she's just doing a series of punches, like just like hooks, like wapow, wapow.
You punch into it, and it's got a very weird, wet, jelly like.
No, just feels like flesh. just feels like flesh. No.
Nefira.
Yeah.
But still not dead. Fantastic. Let's give it a couple of Eldritch Blasts.
25 will hit.
Oh, yeah. 14 points of force damage.
That's more than 2. which is what it still had, so it just explodes and sort of splats across the altar.
Huh. Aren't we glad you punched those things and not us?
Well, it's quite fortunate that someone was able to punch said things when everyone else seems to be creating monsters from things without actually checking before they become monsters. You know?
Checking, technically.
I was trying to think we're all getting a little bit dungeon syndrome down here.
Hmm. Possibly.
Well, oh, I don't know. I think there's a little bit of do care and attention syndrome down here.
Silly question. Is what is left of the jelly?
There's just kind of a thin paste of it that's sort of melted on the top of the altar.
So it's not actually gold?
No.
No.
Oh.
It lured us here with the promise of being a big gold lump.
Okay.
That's just downright disappointing.
Can I use mending to clean?
Get on with their election.
No, you can't use mending to clean, I'm afraid.
No, that's prestidigitation I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yep.
How long does this enlargement last for?
Oh, great. You feel a bit tired when it drops. Why, what?
I figured it'd be very good to announce the winner in a very large form.
Oh, I can cast it again today if we're going to go back up topside, which I would like to do because I have run out of food. I'm really hungry. Let me know when you want. I'll make you big again.
I mean, if it's going to run out in a second, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Also, yeah, I'm with Faywin. Let's not just randomly poke things with abyssal writing on it.
Yeah, I agree.
How about we just don't randomly go wandering off?
Probably a good shout.
I was just making sure the goblins hadn't stashed any more treasure.
I feel like if they did, they would have moved it all to that treasure room. It's so close.
That's true.
God, I really want to, like, steal a fresco. I wish it was easier to do, though.
Well.
I don't know if they'd appreciate it either.
If we get a fresco of, like, of dwarven thieves, maybe they'll steal themselves.
Yes, that would be amazing. Right. Politics, let's get this sorted. Hello. Oh, yes, I need to fix my tires.
Yeah.
I'll follow everyone else.
Checks, balances. Has anyone broken the rules?
No, boss.
Alright, well, if the candidates all stand in a corner of the market, we'll get the voting done.
Alright, we shall go over to the goblins.
Okay, can I get somebody to roll me a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 20... Can I get a 27-sided dice, please?
Oh, God.
There you go, green.
Nice one. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, God.
I'm guessing you're wanting a 24-sided dice now.
Could I get a 24-sided dice now, please? Also, I assume that's a Christie joining us. Hello.
Yes, it is a Christie. Yeah. Hello.
Welcome.
Long time, everyone.
It's been a while.
Yes.
It's been a while.
No, I had somebody phone which hadn't spoken. It sounds horrible. They haven't spoken to me in 8 years. They have disabilities and that, and they don't get to... They've been literally shut away for the whole pandemic.
Jeez.
And they were suddenly like, I have not contacted this person in so many years. Let's see if she's free.
I have been alone for so long.
But yeah, it was a little bit like, yes, I've been alone for so long. I wonder if this person remembers me.
Yeah, I think we have our winner.
Yeah, just a bit.
21 out of 24. The odds are winning a pretty much 100%.
Yeah, I think this person has won.
Yeah. This isn't going to be like a Hearthstone Battlegrounds. You had a 0.5% chance of losing this, and somehow you lost, and bad.
Oh, someone actually got no votes.
Aww.
And there are winners, there must also be losers. This is a fact of life. Unfortunately, one goblin is a complete and total loser. However, goblin number two, you may have the fantastic fez of office. You're the official magistrate of Goblin Town.
Actually, that's a fair point. What is this place called?
You're in charge. What's it called?
Goblin Bazaar.
Oh, yeah, Goblin Bazaar, a good name.
Ooh, that's a good name, yeah.
Alright, does somebody want to catch up Nuri as to where everybody is? Because,
I mean, I'll just go with the flow.
Nuri kind of stuck around to watch the goblin voting and debates and hasn't seen what just happened.
We went wandering off, we found a wonderful little altar with some abyssal writing on it. And we thought we were going to get a giant lump of gold. Turns out it was a golden jelly.
Ooh. Golden jelly sounds yummy.
Yeah, it was apricot flavour. It was horrible. The worst flavour.
I don't think anybody tasted it, thank God. Though Underscum decided to feed it.
Otherwise, we're all fine. I think Faywin still has some anger management to work through.
I mean, they're entirely justified, in fairness.
Yeah, in all fairness, she is justified.
Yeah, but Spectre made one third of it disappear. Punched it so hard it became a mist.
I mean, yes.
Is that destructive or constructive use of anger?
Like, don't piss off Faywin.
I don't know, but we're getting into that realm of like anime power scaling where things are getting dangerous for everyone involved.
Yes.
As long as you don't start spending like 10 turns screaming before you throw your first punch in a fight.
Well, I mean, she's not that bad.
Just take ranks in barbarian, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, it may not be such a bad idea. Like, I guess. I mean, that would be an interesting combination.
Monk barbarian. Yeah,
it's a shame the unarmored defense doesn't stack.
Yeah, that's a shame.
For me, that'd actually make it worth it.
That would also make it very broken.
It would.
It would.
But it'd be now, so much fun.
Now I'm kind of considering this. Like, I am considering.
But I don't think it would stack super well because I think rage doesn't work on deck on finesse, but all of monk's attacks are finesse.
Yeah, all the monk's attacks are finesse, so yeah.
Rage wouldn't work.
Really?
There'll be some monk barbarian build, I expect.
There'll be a monk barbarian build, but let's see the goblin politics. Oh, there's
a very yeah. Let's see goblin politics. Why not?
So who is our winner?
You guys have now got me theory.
Susan. The winner was goblin number 33.
Seriously, I'm so proud of you. My woodworking class.
And I'm now just moving everybody back to there.
You sound like Jask here in the latest season of The Witcher.
I need to finish it. I'm halfway through.
I just got something where Jask is in prison. Just that whole scene is delightful.
There's wills. I'm about to watch that episode. Soon. I love it. Yes.
Trust me, you'll watch that scene and you'll be like, no, this is straight up like a D&D session.
Fantasy, the whole thing's like a D&D session.
Yaskir is goals.
Yaskir is how you play a bard without putting your horny gear.
Hmm.
Alright then, so Goblin 33 is now the magistrate of Goblin.
Wally 451 has just cheered with 200 bits.
Hey!
Da bits.
Hey, yeah.
So, do we have a name for this goblin?
I mean, it's probably. Susan. It's Susan.
Susan the Goblin of my woodworking class. Proud of you, Susan!
That is canon now. That is Susan.
Susan! Yes.
Yay. Susan the Goblin of my woodwork. I'm so proud of them. I taught them so much. They're so grown up now. Right, I
could just imagine Wall having like just deciding you know what, you all need a graduation ceremony, and they get like little like square
mortarboards and
mortarboards, yeah.
Robes.
Mortarboards. Yeah. Like we'll just hand make all the waterboards so all the goblins will have it on top of their head.
I didn't finish school, so it's 1,000 yards down.
See, don't tempt them. That is what the entirety of downtime will be, is making water pots.
Yes.
Ick, where are you? Because I'm pretty sure Ick is wearing the uniform at the moment.
I think Ick's over here. Ick, I'll give them the hat.
Ick is here.
Give Susan the hat.
Right. Okay. Ick. Oh, they've gone through there.
Ick goes and gives Susan the hat. Ick takes off the fez and hands it to Susan, and Susan puts the fez on and sits down on the pile of cushions and... Ick turns to leave and... Where are we going now?
We're going back to the surface.
Yeah, you're coming topside.
Oh, one thing for checks and balances. Do goblins have a concept of a year? Like, this is out of character, I don't actually know.
Especially they have a concept of the passage of time, but not necessarily... Like, years might be a little bit long for them.
Do they have an equivalent of 6 months?
Yeah, probably say they have about... You know, a couple of... Like, they have the concept of months, definitely.
When you're unhappy with the current magistrate, just vote for the next one.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Yep, in 6 months, new election, Susan can lose. Bad luck to them if they lose. If Susan gets killed, new election. Otherwise, as long as Susan's not an ass, everything should be good.
Go nuts. Go wild.
Have some problems, Nick.
I have a feeling I'm going the wrong way. Wrong. Yeah, I feel like I'm going the wrong way, and yeah, I'm definitely going the wrong way.
Not even on the screen.
Oh, you are way, way off.
Yeah, I need
yeah,
I need
you, to get you went right, but you should have gone left.
Yeah, I need to back.
Where are you?
Excuse me.
I am northeast of the room full of cushions.
Oh, I can see her cursor over here.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know how on earth I've...
I don't know how you got there, because I did move you back into the room, but...
I thought I moved back in there, but apparently not. That's how broken it is. That is how awful it is.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just old hard bone, modern systems. Right then. Shall we all go back topside?
Yeah, let's go topside.
Anything you want in particular, Murray? I've been building up a shopping list.
Not that I can think of. I haven't had use of really anything much travelling through, so...
So far, healing potions, ammo, weapons, armor, rations, spell scrolls.
Ooh, if anybody knows where kits.
Healer's kits, please.
If anyone knows where I can get, like, my discus enchanted with a light spell or, like, dark vision, that'd be amazing.
Oh, do you want me to do that?
But there's that problem solved. I just tossed the discus over.
That was like, cast light on it. Gives it back.
No, so that I can use it.
Oh,
when
so
you're
you
not
can.
Here.
Oh, okay. I'll look into it.
Thank you.
That's right. Would a glow stick even work on a discus?
Maybe. Look, I have a steel defender. I've never used that thing.
Update on my mace might be a good idea by now.
I can only enchant one item at a time.
I'm not asking like you to enchant it. I just mean...
Going shopping for something.
Yeah. I think it's a mace I have.
I believe you do have a mace, yeah.
I think, do I use mace or crossbow more?
I think you use a fairly even mix, really.
Yeah.
I think this is the stairs. Yeah, the stairs are this way. I'm going back up topside, guys. I'm pretty sure the stairs are, like, here.
The stairs are up that way, yes.
Let's have a look into another crossbow, because I'm just thinking, have we got anyone who's sort of long range?
Yeah, I got a gun.
Ick raises a hand.
Ick has my hand crossbow.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm healing people as well, it wouldn't be a harm to have me out of way behind people, sort of.
No.
Okay. No need for me to step right into the fight, is there?
I just realised something.
Well,
I'm going to have to drag this wheelbarrow up the stairs.
I'll cast spider climb on the...
That's terrifying. I love it.
I want to think that, like, Walt just has an attachment.
Over the wheelbarrow, just tie it on snugly underneath for the love of
God. It's got some kind of, like, weird spidery attachment that he just, like, puts on it. I'm pretty sure you can cast. I'm gonna say you can. DM, can I just cast spider climb on the wall, please?
It's a creature. I'll allow it.
Sure, it might be a mimic or something. It might be a really friendly mimic.
Maybe.
Secretly, that's what the wheelbarrow actually is. It's a mimic.
Hell yeah.
I just realised that eating people is actually not really a good idea.
Okay,
the treasure, on the other hand, works out so much better.
As you start heading up the staircase and towards the staircase, could I get a perception check from everyone?
Okay.
What sense?
We're not going to do my mace or anything. Alright, okay.
Yes, we do, but we need to go upstairs and we need to go back topside. We got Nerland and Dan here can do enchantments or stuff like that.
I have 21.
Okay, I rolled a nat 1. I see shit, I hear shit, I don't have any idea.
Oh dear.
Are we doing
15, not as good as
Sorry, Nori, I just threw you in a wall.
That's me.
Got you out the wall now.
I won't lie, because you are essentially God, I just had this image of like when you mess up as a god in black and white, and you just got this giant floating hand that throws something, and it's like, oh no, I took down a building.
Whoops.
If I was so, I just hear, I got you in the wall, my brain just goes, oh no, here we go, Bethesda glitch. No, it's half in, half out of the hole going, well, this is my life now.
No,
You have a bit too close to a wall, now you're in Skyrim.
I managed to select both Nuri and your revenant friend. And just as Nuri moved, I moved the both of them, and it decided to add the two movements together. That's what it does. And so Nuri just walked where Nuri wanted to walk, and then... into a wall.
Oh, what's happened?
I've retrieved Nuri from the wall, so...
Fan.
She's embedded in the wall so much that... Yeah, it's terrifying.
Wall and Vaisin and Nuri. With those perception rolls, you will notice that as you are heading towards the exit, Underscum is not with you.
Oh.
Oh no.
Bollocks.
Yeah, well, that's how I go. Wait, hang on. Ick. I know he's there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh god, no, where's Underscum gone?
Oh no.
Can I use my perception check at advantage? Hey, does Underscum take any damage?
No.
Damn it! Down Underscum!
When was the last time we saw Underscum? Because genuinely, the last time I remember seeing Underscum was when we were at the Golden Jelly.
It was about when you were at the Golden Jelly.
Oh, dang it. Can I use perception at advantage to determine how close Underscum might be? Pwee. He's probably not bathed in the water. There's a bath down here.
Yeah, okay.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
One thing. Oh, god dang it.
You,
yeah, both awful.
You sniff into the air. And you just smell the group. None of you have had a bath down here yet.
God, Nostal, you smell so bad. Please take a bath. Do you reckon he would have gone up? Or is he gone back somewhere?
I'll go back to the jelly room and see if it's there. Worst case scenario, you know, I get eaten by a gelatinous ooze.
No!
Do you want me to come with you?
Please.
You know, just in case. Yeah, I'll come with you to search. I feel like this is partly my fault, so... Yeah. Yeah. Let's go back to the room in case...
Faewyn starts following you.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Nuri, did you want to come? You and Underscum seem very close, so it'll probably make sense for you to come. You don't have to if you don't want to. I just thought...
I mean, maybe... I don't know where we're going, so...
Well, just follow us and hopefully we'll find him.
It's not far.
Mm.
Like, it's literally the other side of the market.
Other way, Christy. They went back down through the marketplace.
Yeah, you're going to have to move my token, John, because I can't even... It's just that slow for me.
That's fine. I'm just waiting for Nuri to catch up with you guys.
Where are you on the map?
Do you see where my mouse is at the moment? I'll just drag you over there.
This doesn't like me either. Andrew does not like me.
Yeah, same.
Wonders of technology.
I'm gonna... As Faison walks down the corridor, I start just shouting, Underscum! Underscum! Where are you? Buddy! Pal! There's bacon at the
Underscum.
Surface.
Underscum, it's me. Remember, you don't trust these guys, so come talking to me.
Frescoes, have you seen Underscum?
They don't respond to audio.
I'm not going to try writing it out, mainly because I don't write Dwarven. Oh, there's another door in here. Oh, this could be a bad idea.
Quite possibly. He could have gone that way.
Do you want me to go first and make sure that, I don't know, nothing suddenly jumps out of us and...
If you want.
Sure. I'll go first. If the door is locked or something, then...
You swing the door open.
Okay.
Alright
then.
I need to work out why is my player character not seeing you? Oh no, there it is. It is seeing you. I just need to turn off. Always centered. If you could just stop that for a minute, always centered, and we're going to go over here.
Yeah.
Okay. You open the door, Faewyn, and you and Vaesen both enter a large 30-foot-high room that is absolutely swept clean. There is no trace of dust or debris anywhere in this room. The walls of the room are carved with frescoes depicting horrific cyclopean cities of black stone submerged beneath the raging seas. And as you look round the corner in the northeast of the room, you see what first looks like a dwarven skull sheathed in glass floating in the air.
Got it. Delilah's cube in here somewhere.
Could you roll me a perception check, please?
Oh, man.
Can I have an advantage for being neurotic about Delilah and the Sooze?
No.
13.
Damn.
Yeah, 13. Ben, I'm still on the stairs. Why do you fight shit when I'm like all the way in the middle of the map? God dang it.
Thing is, for all I expect is that we've just assumed Underscum went this way, and like Underscum's probably just chilling out in a different part of the market.
Yeah. It's like apples or something. And you guys just get eaten by an ooze, and I was like.
Nefira and Nuri, as you both push into the room after Vaesen and Faewyn, you look to the north, east, northeast? Northeast corner of the room. And you, again, you both see what appears to be a dwarven skull sheathed in gold, in glass, not gold. But you both notice that it's not floating in the air. It is inside a giant gelatinous cube.
I'm just going to reach out and whoever's nearest me, I'm just going to grab them by the shoulders and be like, we're going to back out of here slowly.
I guess that's me. Why?
Just, well, what happened last time with the ochre jelly? We're just going to back out of here.
I agree.
Clearly, Underscum is not here.
Or if he is, well, he was a good bugbear.
Yeah, he ain't.
Maybe we should just check with the goblins in the market. Maybe they saw him.
Nuri, you've known Underscum for longer. Does he like to play pranks, turn invisible?
Christy.
Sorry, I didn't catch any of that.
I asked you, does, you know, Underscum for longer, does he have the habit of playing pranks, turning himself invisible, or something weird like that?
No, not at all, but he does have the habit of obviously running off and getting himself worked up very, very well.
Ah, okay. Also, apparently,
they're not one to play a prank, so you wouldn't be doing this as a joke.
You just hear Wolf screaming from the other side of the dungeon, just like, ah! So hungry.
Does anyone have sending?
No. No, the best I have is something like Fairy Fire or Detect Magic.
Or even Message.
New.
I have that in my other game, it's so useful.
What, Message?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna ask.
Especially as a fighter.
Ooh. Ooh. Playing an Eldritch Knight?
Arcane Archer.
Ooh,
ooh.
Nice.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Tune in on certain Fridays of the month where I play Albite on Final Boss Fight.
Yes.
I think the next one's the 21st, isn't it?
I believe it is, yes.
Shameless cross promotion.
I mean,
cross promotion or self promotion?
It's really self promotion. It's our own channel.
<Self-promotion. I mean,
in which case, there's more promotion. Just
shameless cross promotion would be if I said, "Tune in tomorrow night to see Smitty running a game that stuff will happen in."
Yeah,
I can't be much more accurate than that myself. Yeah. But Vason,
with the missiles. Anyways, let's goblins. Yeah. Where be the one we call Underscum?
That. What he asked.
They all sort of point up towards the woodworking room.
Thank you. Just got this horrifying image that they all just do it in unison like a hive mind.
Oh god. My little hive mind, I'm so proud.
Yeah.
There you are, we've been looking everywhere for you.
Underscum's just sort of sat at a piano just ding 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 ding. Tunelessly pressing the broken piano keys.
Hang on a second, we need to reset John's AI.
Keys.
You're right there, buddy.
I did it again. Messed up.
It's all right, Underscum. It happens to all of us. I mean, I literally walked into a gelatinous ooze not like 12 hours ago?
2 minutes ago?
I was about to say, 2 minutes ago, you nearly walked into another one.
No one has explained this to me yet.
I just don't think I'm meant to be a part of this team. I've not got the brain for it.
You're the heart of this team, buddy. Like, you keep us all from going a little off the rails. And frankly, we all need that. I'd probably be more Faewyn-esque without you around. And frankly, we all know that Faewyn needs sort of like a moderating influence. There is very obvious sort of like looking at Faewyn to not get stabbed or hit.
Oh, no, like Faewyn's looking so guilty right now. Like, yeah, I'll let you finish what you were going to say.
We need you with us, bud. And I'm sure, at the very least, one night back up on the service, you'll feel right as rain. We all get a bit of dungeon affected disorder. Being down in places like this.
Indeed. Dungeon fever. So we'll just go topside and
just
have a couple of ales.
Hash everything out and everyone will feel better. Yourself included.
You don't need me down here. I'm more trouble than I'm worth.
I'm pretty sure you've saved everyone's life down here. On at least one occasion.
I'm just going to casually summon my rapier and look down the length of it and go, 5-6 times now.
I'm just impressed you keep notes. So come on. And I just sort of like put my arm round Underscum's shoulder, sort of like to jostle him to his feet.
Underscum.
Also, if you really want to play a piano, there's one at Trollskull. Pretty much in tune and intact.
Plus, without your help, we wouldn't have that awesome hammer souvenir that we're now taking out of the dungeon, which we can hang at Trollskull, and we can all talk about the ridiculous time that we spent knocking a giant hammer from the roof of a dungeon.
Yeah, but people almost got hurt there as well.
Yeah, but that was my stupid idea. That wasn't your fault.
I don't know.
Faewyn's gonna tentatively approach Underscum, sort of looking pretty guilty, very tentatively, like, in case Underscum is sort of like nope.
I'm not smart. You need smart down here, and I can't give you that. I get that. I get why you get angry. I know angry. Believe me, I know angry.
I'm sorry that I'm sorry that I was so hard on you. I didn't... Being around you guys, I kind of realized I have a big problem when it comes to getting angry. I think I kind of get that off my dad. But I think it's because I care so much about the people that I really appreciate and like. And I guess I care about you guys so much that anything anyone does that's reckless, I guess I get so mad because I'm worried that recklessness will get someone hurt or killed or and I don't think I'd be able to forgive myself if anything like that were to happen.
That's why I wanted to happen to me. I've only got used to working with people recently. I've never done it before. And I know when it comes down to it, I'm not much use for a lot of things. But I can take the blows. I can take the hits. I know I can get hits over you don't have to. Which means that you might survive and go off and do something brilliant. But when it comes down to this, the thinking side of things, the being smart, thinking about the actions, that's not me. I wish it were.
I mean, I think you do undersell yourself there a little. Like, no one's saying that, like, everyone needs to be the smartest or the strongest, because Lord knows. I mean, I think you probably are the strongest here. As much as that pains me to admit. But, like, I know that I'm not the smartest.
Hey, you take 1d4 points of...
pride damage.
Yep. Yeah. 1d4 points of humble.
Oh, that hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's got their strengths in different areas, and if you don't, like, I can get feeling insecure about not being the smartest one, but that doesn't mean that the stuff that you're doing is any less valuable. Like, listen to what you just said. If you're, like, you said that you make sure that the rest of us stay safe so we can do brilliant things, but you keeping people safe is brilliant in and of itself.
I keep putting you in a harm as well.
I mean, we're adventurers. I think we're all always going to be in harm.
Yeah, we kind of signed up for that.
Remember? I mean,
we all decided to come down here.
Hey, but I keep doing it. I can't help myself. Just, I want to be useful. I want to find the things that you're looking for. I want to feel like I'm actually a part of this team and not just on the side. I can't keep up with your conversations. I don't know what's going on. I follow and I hope, but that's about it. Well, I try and I keep failing.
You haven't failed yet. I mean...
I have to me.
If you really failed, then... You wouldn't be down here and you wouldn't think about trying again. I know what I'm going to say to you sounds irrelevant, but there is a reason behind this. When I was a kid, I always looked up to my dad, and I always saw him as the strongest person in the world, and he always had a smile on his face, and whenever I got scared, he'd always be there, just smiling and making sure I was safe. But one day he wasn't at the morning exercises that I did back at the monastery, and I looked for him everywhere. No one's seen him or anything. So I thought maybe he would be in his room. So I went to his room and I knocked on the door and he didn't answer. So I just opened the door and he was sitting on the bed and he was holding a dagger in his hand and he was just looking at it. I went up to my dad and I asked what was going on. He didn't even respond. He didn't say anything. But he was just looking at that dagger as if he was going to do something with it. So I figured maybe if I took the dagger from him, then maybe he'd do some or say something. I took it off him and I put it on the table nearby and I asked him what was going on. And all of a sudden he just wrapped his arms around me and cried and apologized over and over again. As a kid, I didn't understand why he did that, but I just hugged him and said it was okay. He'd done nothing wrong. But looking back on it, I think he was going to do something that he may regret, and it was the first time that I saw him, not as this brave person, but as this really scared and broken man. The brave dad that I always knew was, I guess, kind of like me and you and everyone else who gets scared. I guess that's kind of why we're all together. We make up for each other's flaws. Sure, you say you don't have the brains, but there's at least someone else in the group who has that brains, who can help you and everyone else.
I think what Faewyn's trying to say, Underscum, is that everybody needs a mix. We all have different talents in that, and you shouldn't compare yourself to our talents because we can't do what you do. And that's why we need you to stay with us and help us. Because otherwise, something worse is going to happen to us.
I'm just afraid that if I stay, I'll make the worst that happens to you. I can't start doing that again. Not again.
Fairly certain the worst would probably be me.
God, I wish this was a conversation right now.
You notice.
I have no food left. I have nothing left.
You notice about this point that the five goblins that had been doing woodwork in the room as you came in have all now stopped and are like clutching the tools and just looking back and forth at this conversation as it happens.
How are they not crying?
There's one of them with tear rolling down its goblin face. Yep. But they're all just like clutching the tool over its over their respective hearts.
You don't want to get them too wet, otherwise the wood's just going to rot and it's all going to go badly.
We need to add lumber to the little shopping list. It's got some good lumber.
It's becoming a rather large list.
It's fine. It's fine.
Nuri's right. Nuri's right. We have we pretty much have our individual talents and skills, which balance things out between us. And like you said, you're able to take the hits and protect us from anything that comes to us. And I'm sorry that everything I said I'm sorry about all the things I said. I was just angry.
You were right. Don't be sorry. I just wish I was smart enough to figure that out beforehand.
So
We should go. We should carry on, I know.
We should probably go back to the surface and... Well, do the shopping, but also... Yeah. Yeah, dungeon fever seems to be a thing down here, and I think it would be good just to... I don't know. Get out in the sun for a bit.
I'm assuming there is any sun. I mean, it's water deep. It could
be wet. Very
drizzly.
Don't ruin this for it, Nefera.
does anyone have a tissue?
No, sorry.
One of the goblins hands you a tissue. It's a little bit greasy.
I pass it to Underscum. No. Mop up your eyes, blow your nose, and come on. We'll have a A triple pint of ale once we get up there.
Wait for this to all blow over.
All right.
To the Winchester.
All right. Let's go.
Ick looks over to Wall and just...
Where's everybody else gone?
I think you're muted, Gert.
I'm no longer muted. I was just shouting shit. So, I had no idea. They've just left us with this wheelbarrow and the revenant. Hi, by the way. I don't know where they've gone. Do you have any food? Like, please tell me you have some food. You don't eat. I know, but like...
Ick goes to a pocket and pulls out like a moldy old loaf of bread and just hands it to you.
Eat it, blue and all.
I can't be bothered moving Faber and Nuri around the corner so they just get to go through the wall.
Yay!
Godlike cosmic powers!
Yes!
Infinite dungeon master control!
Itty-bitty living space!
Yeah.
It's amazing when you're a dungeon master. You have all the books and models around you.
It takes up a lot of space.
It really does.
I mean, you guys have seen the dragon, right? That's a lot of space.
Have you seen my dragon?
I'd say that. I point at the blob that's in the background because the background blurs itself on my camera.
There's my dragon there. Above the fursuit head.
I will be back in just a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sadly, the dragon I have is way out of shot and covered in cobwebs.
Oh.
Meanwhile, I am my dragon. A
metaphor for how Skyrim has been.
So, I'm gonna say for this trip back to the surface, I'm gonna fast track you back up. You make your way back up to the through the first floor and back to the central room where you dropped down in the bucket about 5-6 days ago at this point.
Is there like a bell we can ring?
And you call up and they drop the bucket down and say, put the gold pieces in.
How many gold is it again?
It's 1 gold per person coming out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'll cop it up.
Okay.
And they pull the small bucket up and then they lower the platform down for you.
Right, everything good on.
Alright, push the wheelbarrow on. Just one thing before we all emerge in a pub. On the way up, I actually kind of want to ask Nuri about what happened with Underscum and the person they were very clearly mourning the first time we met.
I suspect you're talking about Gimbal, aren't you? Our little wizard friend. He was another gnome that founded group with us. And after, of course, what wizards like to do, fireball, to rescue us and help us get out of the manor, he unfortunately died in the attack. And from what I remember, Underscum wasn't with that group. And as they were sort of busy mates, I think he sort of feels like it was his job, obviously, to protect his friend.
So he blames himself.
So he blames himself for not being there for his friend.
Oh dear.
And me and him sort of being the only surviving members, he's obviously got lot of feelings towards newcomers that come in the group. That's, and that. So I slightly
remember the wee man.
Yeah. And so he's not uncooperative. I think he's just wary about becoming friends with more people in case things happen again. So
It's tough to lose someone, especially when you blame yourself.
I think it's the feeling of that if you don't want his help, then it's a case of, you know, does he want to lose someone again? You know, lose again.
I always thought the stairs on the outside. I don't know why. Sorry. I was like,
it was a blaze of glory.
Oh, that just killed the tension. Thank you. Oh,
I'm like, oh, the stairs. Like, oh, you enter. Was just like, I've been playing Waterdeep for years now, and I always thought the stairs were the opposite way around. I was like, oh. You're driving around, I'm like, oh my god, the stairs make sense now.
I did have to redraw this map to make the stairs make sense.
Yeah, because they it looks like you have to go up them outside of the tavern, which doesn't make any sense. So it really confused me.
I'm not sure if that's what they intended with them, but that is what does look like in the original drawings of this map.
I mean, I suppose it's the fact that the apartment bit is separate from the bar.
Yeah. So, you guys spend a few hours getting back up to the surface and returning to Trollskull.
I have something to eat. I'm so hungry.
You feast up on goods that are at Trollskull and the staff that you put in charge that I don't think we ever name because we never have needed to. The staff that you put in charge when you leave have been working, and the tavern's been going well. And they cook you up a nice meal, and you have rooms and places to go back to. You spend a day or so selling off the items from... or selling the items that you're going to sell from the dungeon so far. Or affixing giant stone hammers to places in Trollskull as an...
Oh, God, yeah, that's a point. Where are we putting a giant hammer?
Put it above the fireplace that I'm sure was here at some point, apparently. Put it above the piano,
Yeah. Ooh, maybe not. What if it falls off the wall?
Maybe it makes such a funny noise.
It would
Alex Moore wouldn't say that.
It's the perfect burglar alarm.
Burglar alarm? Like, yeah. As in, oh no, there's burgers. Yeah.
You can make it an enchanted trap. Someone breaks in, bam!
I was going to say, it kind of reminds me of, does anybody else watch Ghosts?
No.
On CBBC.
I need to watch more of that.
I'm sorry if... I'm sorry if this is a slight spoiler for anyone, but the headless one. it's essentially like what you're talking about. It's a bit of a stupid death. He
as opposed to all of the other very sensible deaths in that show.
Oh, of course. But basically, he hides in a fireplace, and he comes out from the fireplace, and he taps on the wall. He's like, God, I love this place. Because he's just managed to escape from people. And the sword swing down from the top of the fireplace and chop his head off.
Nice.
I have questions about the angles.
No, it's the angles, but it's like they're cross swords on top of this fireplace.
Swing.
Swing down.
Wait, where are you? I need a hand.
I'll help too. You might need a couple of pairs here. Though very quickly, I just realised I need to collect on my bet when we leave the pit. Which I'm really hoping that John kept a record of what the odds were, because
nope.
I was the newbie going in there and I dropped like a few gold on it.
Did we all bet going in there, or was it just...
I believe it was just Vason bet on himself to come back.
Mm.
God, payout's going to be huge.
Oh my goodness.
1 minute. I'm
hoping it's big enough that it'll at least pay for a few meals. If not, some equipment for it all.
So how much did you bet?
I literally don't know. I expect... It cannot have been more than 10 gold. So I'm expecting maybe like a few gold. No more than three.
I think it was about three-ish.
So I'm going to say if it was 3 gold, when you come back, there's a general muttering around the room. And some of the bookmakers just, and they slide you 57 gold pieces.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Always bet on bronze. Okay, cool. So that'll put me.
I don't think that's how that saying goes.
I know, but I'm not actually gold.
Right. So I'm going to say that this is where we're going to call this session to a close.
Mm.
Yes.
It's been a busy one. It's been interesting. We've not had a lot of fighting, we've not had a lot of exploring, but we've had a lot of heart and emotions, and it's an interesting welcome back to the year.
Hello, Sergeant Um again. Just wanted to say a great big thank you for joining us on our adventure. Now, please consider leaving us a review. It really helps, and it might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come say hi or chat. And we do have a lot of other game streams, but don't really work in an audio-only format. So please head to www.finalbossfight.com www.thefinalbossfight.co.uk for all those details. Up until then, we'll see you next time, where we can take down this final boss fight together.